This is Steve Woodward teeing off. The slow but steady demise of journalism is many years in the making. Generations of publishers and newspaper editors who pledged objectivity and devotion to truth have been replaced by university-indoctrinated radicals who lust to influence culture and control politics to amass power. Forgoing credibility to achieve information dominance is not only despicable, but also bad for business. Exhibit A is the Washington Post, the revered newspaper of my D.C. area youth, read by politicians, moguls, shopkeepers, and truck drivers. Everybody read the Post. I did. Newspapers fascinated me. The ink of that era actually stained your fingers. Headlines heralded history. President Kennedy shot dead. The Eagle has landed. Nixon resigns. Influenced by the Post, I became a sports journalist in high school. News came this week that the Post's publisher, Jeff Bezos, and executive editor plan a staggering round of layoffs. The sports section will cease to exist. Book reviews are out. Local news will be relegated to a podcast. Many Post international correspondents will be fired. The media are committing suicide. It's easy to cheer. It's deserved. But I, for one, mourn. I'm Steve Woodward, teed off again.